This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
President Trump established a new office in the White House to create partnerships between the government and faith-based groups. It's part of an executive order called the White House Faith and Opportunity Initiative that Trump signed today during a National Day of Prayer ceremony.
We are proud of our religious heritage, and as president, I will always protect religious liberty. The Faith Initiative will help design new policies that recognize the vital role of faith in our families, our communities, and our great country. We take this step because we know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God.
Oh, I love that moment. Trump may often sound like the most pro-faith president in modern times, but gosh, there's still much to do. Here's to discuss Reverend Johnny Moore, spokesperson for the president's informal evangelical advisory group. Well, it was a hot day in the outside at the White House there. A lot of evangelical Christians, people were stunned, like, how do you guys support Donald Trump? I mean, look, married three times, you know, all the deals. Now it's Stormy Daniels. Why does this president speak to the evangelical base today, given what's happened?
Well, to the religious liberty community, I mean, he's a total hero. That's what he's done. I mean, this executive order this year was part two. You know, last year, at this very National Day of Prayer, he ordered basically an audit of the entire federal government to determine every single example where religious liberty was being violated, with the whole cabinet sitting there. And this year he's saying, you know, we've cleaned all that up. And there's a whistleblower element of this executive order. He's saying to the public, you see a problem, tell us about it. He's saying, oh, now we got all that settled, so how can we partner together as a faith community? And doing it in the Rose Garden, steps out of the Oval Office, was a powerful symbolic image.
Yeah, symbolically. I mean, just seeing it, his words, in everything that's going on and swirling around him. Did any of you get together? Do you pray regularly with him? Do you?
Yeah, we pray with the administration. You know, all the time we pray with him. We pray with others. I mean, you know, the other day a reporter asked me, is it true that there's like an evangelical in the White House every day? And I said, it's probably like 25 every day, and at least 10 or 12 of them in the West Wing, and a bunch of them on the cabinet as well. I mean, this is a faith-friendly administration.
And although he has
policy where their words are.
Although, you know, he said he was going to help the little sisters of the poor, contraception mandate, going to get rid of that. But it's not. They're still litigating that. So he hasn't given the relief. I mean, look, Congress has to do some of this stuff. But couldn't he, with an executive order, address that issue and then probably head to the courts?
Well, the fact is that the Obama administration had so obsessively deconstructed religious liberty across the federal government. I mean, it took him a whole year to sort of untie all of this. And I think the Little Sisters of the Poor are just, they're going to fight this to the very end because they were taken advantage of. But
they want President Trump, so he's going to get in there and make sure that this doesn't happen, that they're mandating contraception coverage to these nuns.
100% of the time, President Trump has demonstrated that he is entirely supportive of religious liberty. He's the most pro-religious liberty president that we've had. And, you know, I think when it's all said and done, as we've seen again and again and again, the proof will be in the policy. That's what it'll be. You know, it is the National Day of Prayer, too. I mean, this is amazing. You know, for 8 years, President Obama had a private celebration. He issued proclamations. This was a powerful ceremony.
It's great to see you, and we're praying right along with you guys today. Thanks
so much.
Great to be here. President Trump is
appreciate the report there. And Stephen Strang, who's been on with us many times, author of God and Donald Trump, said the signing of the order is evidence Trump is keeping issues of religious liberty front and center, as he has from the start of his presidency. If you remember, it was Donald Trump on the first National Day of Prayer of 2017 when he announced an executive order to help neutralize the effect of the so-called Johnson Amendment and promote free speech and religious liberty. You know, Laura's talking about executive orders, but the problem with executive orders, then the next president that comes in can reverse it. It really is time that the Senate, that our legislators get involved and straighten some of this stuff out. And, of course, all this is in contrast with what's happening in California and the pressure there on religious groups. And maybe even the Bible is this, this bill is before them. It's already passed through their assembly, and now it looks like it's going to be passed by the Senate as well, and this is going to create all kinds of problems and once again put California head-to-head against this president, Donald Trump.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's on any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, around the world via shortwave, the cable radio digital network, Red State Talk Radio, we welcome you all here to Bill Martinez Live. Our next guest is Chris Courtland, or I should say our first guest for the day. Chris Courtlander, author of the new book, Arrow to the Heart, The Last Battle at Little Bighorn, the Custer Battlefield Museum versus the Federal Government. I'll tell you, this is something that we need to realize that's happening more and more, and Chris's story is quite compelling. It is the little guy versus the deep state. Uncle Sam is weaponized against you, and if you think not, well, you need to listen to this story from Chris Courtlander. Chris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning from the Custer Battlefield Museum in Montana.
Well, thank you much for being here. I've got to get out there and see the museum. I've been looking forward to it ever since I've been reading about your story. I said I've got to get out there and meet you face to face and get the tour. You know, I want the $20 tour. Okay, Chris.
Absolutely.
Okay, I appreciate it. Hey, buddy, I want to be able, you know, to explain to our audience what's going on, because we hear stories from time to time where the little guy, I mean, the everyday American, Main Street America, you know, runs in conflict with the deep state, the government, and the full force and power, and all the people's money comes against you. You talk about David versus Goliath. I mean, this is what happened to you, did it not?
Yes, in 2005 and 2008, I was raided by the Bureau of Land Management here at the museum with 24 members of the Bureau of Land Management law enforcement with sawed-off shotguns and automatic rifles over a button and a suspender buckle. They came in guns ablazing, took down my interns that had master's degrees on the floor with M16s to the back of their head. And I wrote the book, Arrow to the Heart, that just came out, The Custer Battlefield Museum versus the Federal Government. And the reason for these raids were so they could expend their money that they got from Congress, because they had too much of it, so they could get reappropriated October 31st, the next fiscal year of the federal government. The Bureau of Land Management law enforcement gets $256 million just for 211 agents. My thoughts are that those overzealous agents should be taken out of BLM and put on the border, where our president wants to increase owned by our states, not by our federal government.
Exactly. Chris, you say a button and a suspender? I mean, that's what drew their attention? What's that?
Well, you know, they need an excuse for the application for search warrant. There's no difference than what went on with the Michael Cohen with President Trump's attorney and what goes on every day. We in the news media are focused on how did President Trump's attorney get this warrant issued. Well, it's simple. Federal agents go into federal judges and lie or stretch the truth about something to get warrants signed. Mm-hmm. I'm the only person that was not charged or did not commit suicide or forfeit my property from the Four Corners raid in Blanding, Utah, where the BLM raided 24 homes in one morning, and the Gibson guitar raid.
Yes.
So somebody leaked a 56-page document from the government to me, which is the foundation of my book, and it's all about the federal government, Department of the Interior, law enforcement agencies having too much money and not getting reappropriated every year from Congress. So they were ordered to go out and raid high-profile people in order so they can get their reappropriation every year. It's pretty sick.
And that's all documented?
It's fully documented. CustomMuseum.org, CustomMuseum.org, everything that we're speaking about on your radio show this morning is documented, fully documented, on that website and also in the book. My book is fully footnoted. It's being distributed by Simon & Schuster. It's gone through their legal department three different times. Everything we're speaking about is 100% accurate.
Chris, you know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has been on with us as a regular basis. And you probably know him or know of him. John has been, sounding the alarm for many years and, the war that is happening against everyday Americans, you know, like yourself. Where, you know, you get these Gestapo-type tactics. Now, we hear this, and, of course, you're relating this story to us and telling us that you have interns lying on the ground and these feds coming in holding an M16 to the back of their heads. I mean, how threatening. This has just got to be, even to this day, the people, including yourself, that have gone through this, just saying, you know, what kind of country do we live in?
Yes, and I'm just one of many, many, many stories. The Gibson guitar raid, do you remember that? Maybe
absolutely.
Seven months ago, they went in with M16s to the guitar factory in Nashville, Tennessee, over them importing wood from Bangladesh to make guitars.
Yes.
So my question to your audience is, why do we have a federal law enforcement agency with automatic weapons investigating nonviolent crimes and people that have no criminal background? What business do they have to come in and point guns at you? I'm a former Montana law enforcement officer. I never drew my weapon unless we knew that we were in intimate danger.
Exactly. And, Chris, you know that once a weapon is drawn, what's the likelihood that a round is going to leave that weapon?
You know, the odds are definitely dramatically...
They increase exponentially. I mean, I know for a domestic situation, when local police go, they say, according to the records, about 40% of the time a bullet is sent downrange and somebody is shot in those kind of situations. So you know, once you take a weapon out of a holster, the next step is... a pull of the trigger. So even though on the surface this may seem, yes, it's very threatening, but whenever you have people coming in with guns loaded and bearing on people, I mean, what potentially could happen? I mean, this could be a disaster.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that situation up. Ammon Bundy, who had the same BLM squad go down there and harass him, thank God that he came out of that at that situation in one piece, because if one of those individuals automatically or mistakenly discharged their rifle, that would have been a huge travesty that could have ended up in another Waco.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this
Bundy is who wrote Bundy is who wrote the foreword to my book.
All right, great. Okay, we're talking with Chris Courtlander. Waking you up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at we talk about the Gestapo tactics. Everybody gets nervous because you know what happened with Manafort and with Cohen. But hey, look at this is happening to everyday Americans, and we'll listen to more of Chris Courtlander's story right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you this shocking story of extreme government overreach how Uncle Sam is weaponized against you continues. I mean, what, to maintain a budget? That's what they do here, and this is all documented, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this all seems so crazy, and what would you do if this happened to you now? Now, Chris Cortlander owns the historic town of Gary Owen, Montana. He's the founding director of the Custer Battlefield Museum, a 501c3 nonprofit. He has served the Bighorn County for decades as a tireless promoter of regional tourism, even received the Governor's Tourism Person of the Year Award, and as a public servant. So he has been contributing to his, his town, his area, providing jobs and, of course, the benefit of this historic museum. And thank you very much. The government, short on budget, they come in with, some would say guns a-blazing. There was nothing blazing, thank God, but still guns were drawn out, and you've got young interns on the ground with guns held to the back of the head. You know, this is what's happening, and this kind of stuff is happening every day across our country. Our government is out of control. And unless we the people take it back, Chris Cortlander, more of this is going to continue, and it's only going to get worse, sadly. Already there have been incidences, where the government has come against people. I mean, we're seeing it happening even on the federal level right now with Donald Trump. You've got people associated with the president who, went to D.C. to serve the people. And now, because people hate Donald Trump so much, the deep state, they're going after him. They're putting all kinds of pressure, legal pressure on him. I mean, they're bankrupting people along the way here, Chris.
Well, absolutely. That's exactly what happened to me. Since I was never indicted or never charged with the crime, I never got the right for a speedy trial because I was never under the judicial branch. Mm-hmm. The executive branch of the Bureau of Land Management Law Enforcement basically persecuted me for 4 years and 8 months, and I had to expend almost $400,000 on legal fees, and I was never charged with the crime. We had to fight them off because every month they would come to us and say, the third Thursday of this month, the grand jury's convening, and if you don't plead guilty to something, we're going to add more charges. Mm-hmm. So they started off with 9 felonies, 89 years in prison.
Wow.
Exactly what they're doing to Trump. Why did all this happen? Let's just speak very briefly about how this happened.
Yes.
After George Bush passed the Patriot Act, after the World Trade Centers went down,
right,
we didn't know if we were going to be invaded.
Mm-hmm.
So he developed the Patriot Act. We only had 8,900 federal armed officers before 9-1-1, mm-hmm. U.S. Marshals, FBI, DEA. After the Patriot Act, every one of his secretaries of his cabinets got their own quasi-military federal police department, Department of Education, EPA, Bureau of Land Management. You can go right down the line. Everybody has the identical department. Now we have over, with Homeland Security, approaching 70,000 armed federal agents inside the United States. So we have to fund that every year. We're talking billions and billions and billions of federal law enforcement dollars, which could be spent and put those people on our border, keep the enemies outside the United States of America, have our county sheriffs, who are the chief law enforcement officer of every county in the United States, take care of policing the laws that need to be enforced.
So we went from 8,900 to 70,000 federal agents. Did I get you right?
That's exactly right. And you can't put the genie back in the bottle, so they have to justify their existence. Why else would they be raiding a museum or Gibson guitar or the Four Corners raid where they raided 24 homes at one time and 3 people committed suicide, including a Mormon doctor who delivered over 3,900 babies, Dr. Red.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's one of the chapters in my book. It's absolutely just breathtaking to even speak about this doing radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable what the federal government is doing behind the scenes that nobody really has control over. And so I always thought a deep state was youthism. It is actually factually true, and that's why I wrote the book, Arrow to the Heart.
It's a shadow government, is it not, Chris?
It is, because it's so big, nobody has a control over them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get $250 million every 12 months for 211 agents, that's over $1 million an agent.
Mm-hmm. That's just in this category. That's not counting the other agents, right?
No, exactly.
Right.
The total budget of Bureau of Land Management is $1.3 billion. But we're just talking Bureau of Land Management, mm-hmm. not all of the other agencies. I mean, one short story is I was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal along with 10 other people that got violated like I did.
Mm-hmm.
One woman was walking on the East Coast on a beach and picked up a piece of coral. She brought it home for 2 years, put it in her windowsill, and one day she decided to sell that coral on eBay. And she was raided by National Oceanographic Department of the United, the Weather Department of the United States of the Interior, with SWAT team with M16 rifles, because she was selling a coral that she picked up off the sand that was only 2 inches long.
And what was the issue there?
That you can't sell. There's a law about selling coral.
This is incredible.
That if you pick up something on federal property, you don't own the right. But when President Carter, there's complicated federal laws. One of them is ARPA, Archaeological Resource Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
And that law says you can't pick up any archaeological resources from federal property. But President Carter was a Boy Scout and Cub Scout leader, and he mm-hmm. wouldn't sign it because they used to go out and go arrowhead hunting. And so he had them put in the bill, if it was a surface find, that it was legal to keep. In
mm-hmm.
other words, if you can kick it up with your shoe,
right,
not use any tools, you could keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when the federal agents raid people, they don't. They have their own different interpretation of the law.
Yeah, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Exactly. And by the mm-hmm. time you prove yourself innocent, you run out of money and you have to plead to a crime that you never committed. I was in front of my criminal defense attorney on three different occasions, emotionally distraught, and said, plead me to a crime. And she said to me, thank God, Chris, I'm not pleading you to a crime that you didn't commit. I've never done that in my career, and I'm never going to do it. And without her, I probably would have been one of the victims by pleading to a crime that I never committed.
Well, Chris, how many other people get backed up into a corner and commit suicide? I mean, I was reading a story the other day about Aaron Schwartz, this young American computer genius, this wonder kid, that the government basically murdered. They put so much pressure on this kid that he ended up
yeah.
committing suicide. And I mean, they just bankrupted him, and they probably bankrupted his family as well. You know, his parents trying to support him through all this stuff. And what was he guilty of? He was guilty of just trying to go out and get information in college, knowledge that the government and these institutions have been able to capture all this information over the ages. And they have worked out this really incredible business model. And he found
exactly,
out. Yeah, go ahead.
That's exactly correct. They train the agents to be overzealous. They point guns at your head. They tell you you're never going to see your family, that you're going to lose your medical license, that you're going to forfeit your property, you're going to prison for the rest of your life by the time they leave your house.
Yeah,
actually have those thoughts in
well,
your head.
Yeah, not only that, but then you deal with the day-to-day just like you. $400,000 in legal fees and counting. I mean, that's absolutely unbelievable. Chris Courtlander, thank you so much for coming on. All the best. Remind everybody where they can go to find out more information about the museum.
Yes, go to custermuseum.org to order the book, Arrow to the Heart, The Last Battle at the Little Bighorn, the Custer Battlefield.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Here's always an honor to have you with us as we continue together to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. John Eibusch is back with us. Always going to be talking with John. John, of course, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. John, does that sound good? The author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy?
It sure does. It was a bit of a surprise to me, but... It's being followed up by the sequel to that book. It's coming out this August, and that book's called The Second Coming. So,
hopefully,
people will enjoy it.
Well, The Shroud Conspiracy, if you don't have your hands on it already, available at Amazon, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, John, with the president about to meet with... you know, Kim Jong-un, North Korea talking about maybe coming together, South Korea, they've got a conference that's going on prior to. You know, the question is, what would Ronald Reagan do?
You know, first, what Reagan did in the case of the Soviet Union, you know, which ended up leading to the end of the Cold War, was he prepared. And he prepared a lot. There's no other topic that Reagan studied more during his presidency and prepared for more than his summits with Mikhail Gorbachev. So I think in this case, Reagan would be studying pretty hard, and he'd have a strategy in hand. And most importantly, I think like Trump, he would sit down with a winning hand. He'd want to make sure that when we went to the negotiating table, that the outcome was guaranteed to be certain and positive for the United States.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, when I first heard that this was going to happen, I'm wondering, you know, can I hear Trump saying, you know, Kim Jong-un, tear down that DMZ wall? And, you know, is there something like that that could be a possibility here for the sake of the people of North Korea? And also, you know, relevant to what Ronald Reagan was subjected to, there was lots of people with lots of opinions during that period of time. But he was very fixed in getting the information. Yes, he sought right counsel, but he also was not going to just be wide open to any kind of suggestion.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think maybe in Trump's case, it's may not be tearing on that wall, but because his singular goal is to drive the denuclearization of North Korea, it'd be something like tear down that rocket. You know,
right.
Kim Jong-un has done his level best to test rockets that now have the potential of hitting the continental United States. So President Trump's number one goal is to stop it. And so I know he's driving towards a denuclearization. Maybe we can tear down the DMZ after that, but I think for Trump, it's first things first.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I said DMZ. I was trying to find the right metaphor, but you hit it exactly. That's exactly it, is tear down those rockets. John, what happens if he has to walk out? He said that if it is not going well, he's prepared to walk out. He says, with due respect, but walk out.
Yeah, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, Ronald Reagan basically walked out on Reykjavik, and because he saw the trouble that Gorbachev was trying to put the United States into. Reagan walked away, but what did it lead to? It led to the Soviet Union deciding that Reagan meant business, and they ended up with an INF treaty, and we denuclearized Europe with those mid-range nuclear weapons, and the Berlin Wall fell. So I don't think that Trump, as he said, he's not afraid to walk away. He's not going to accept a bad deal for America, and I think in that respect he'd be just like Reagan.
Yeah, some of the pundits do not understand the art of negotiating. For those of us that have negotiated most our lives, we understand that you have to be prepared for all scenarios, including the possibility that you may have to walk away if the deal's not right. I think this is what we're seeing over this whole situation with Iran that's problematic for Donald Trump and those that understand that was a bad deal. And here we are. You know, living with it, and but they're going to do everything they can to see if they can get it modified, even though the Ayatollah is saying, you know, there's not going to be any change to this whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, it's like any of these major agreements, Bill. The devil is always in the details, right? So what's critical, if President Trump shakes the hand of Kim Jong-un and they think that they have an agreement, what's going to come down to is a really close examination of what they've agreed to and what those words really mean. And that was the same with Reagan. And so in the case of North Korea, you know, trying to denuclearize a country involves an incredible amount of inspection and follow-up and openness that North Korea is not known for. So
exactly.
We're going to really have to examine if there is a deal produced. We're going to have to take a close look at exactly what it says to make sure their goal is achieved.
Yeah, and let's not forget there's egos involved here, and all that Kim Jong-un has been beating his chest over and telling his people there in North Korea, you've got a lot of national pride, and just as Ronald Reagan had to consider in dealing with Gorbachev, is that he had to realize that Gorbachev reflected and represented a lot of prideful people in Russia, and that's a tight wire walk at times, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, you think about it, they've got just about 70 years of propaganda that the North Koreans have endured, and so generation after generation of people have grown up to believe and feel that America is their enemy, and that and so you can just imagine the mindsets that have to be changed if that country is ever to open up. And this meeting with Kim Jong-un is hopefully just a first step in a very, very long road.
It is going to be a process, and that's the challenge here in America. We're, you know, I keep telling people we're the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, you know. And so in much the same way, you're going to have the pundits maligning and being critical of what is taking place and what they may think is not taking place. But like anything that involves diplomacy and, as you say, 70 years of history, boy, there's lots of waters to get through here.
Yeah, there sure is. No doubt we're living in the instant gratification era. And so Americans are, you know, they're certainly, I'm sure, on both sides of the aisle hoping for success with President Trump. But we're also a very impatient people. So no matter what, I don't care if this was President Trump or President Obama or any other president trying to secure a deal with North Korea, this is going to take a lot of time to try to get us what, in the end, we're after. And that's a more peaceful world and a North Korea that has no nuclear weapons.
Exactly. Well, this is so historic, John. We can just hope and pray and hope that Donald Trump and his team go with godly wisdom, and that there is a preeminent sense of peace that can draw these countries and draw these minds together in such a way that is a positive outcome, you know, for the North Koreans that have been living in darkness and have been suffering at the hands of this rogue regime. They just don't know any better. I mean, you know, when you hear the anecdotal responses of people who have escaped the regime, it is horrendous what they are subjected to.
Yeah, and it certainly is. You said it well, and I think, Bill, one of the things we've not talked about, but will play a very, very major factor here, is what does China want to have happen? Because, you know, North Korea is essentially a wholly owned subsidiary of China. And so in some respects, we're kind of dealing with the Chinese through the North Koreans. And you know, if they want peace and security, and if they want, if they want North Korea to join the nations, states that are civilized and, get along together, then that's what we'll see. So we'll have to see what China wants to have unfold here.
Exactly. John Heibusch has been with us, Ronald Reagan's Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy, new book coming up in a couple months, right?
That's right. It's called The Second Coming, and it's a sequel to The Shroud Conspiracy. And I actually, as sequels aren't usually as good as the first, but in this case, I actually like the second book better than the first.
Well, we can't wait to get our hands on it, John Heibusch. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the fresh START program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
That you gave me the star lifting out of my reach. Call me the words a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. Yeah, you keep on making me see. It's way beyond me.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's way like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest is going to be a regular here. We always love Danny Huerta when he comes on. Danny, of course, with Focus on the Family, a parenting expert and counselor. And guys, we're going to help you out. And even young boys and girls, Mother's Day is coming up a week from Sunday, okay, May the 13th. So we have a little bit of time here. And Danny's going to help us out with some great tips, dads and kids who don't know what to do for Mother's Day. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Bill. That's quite an introduction. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, I'm not in your office this time, although I'm going to be I'm going to be coming back to Colorado. I'll be there. Let me see. I'll probably be stopping in the building on Monday. They've been kind enough to put me up again, let me do the show out of Focus on Monday. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but I said, well, just give me Danny's office. They go, no. He's actually working that day. So we.
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually here on Monday.
Well, that'll be great.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah, that'll be great, though. It'll be good to see you face-to-face there, and always enjoy all the folks there at Focus on the Family. But, hey, look, let's talk Mother's Day. What do we need to know?
Well, first of all, Mother's Day, you know, that's a new thing for the 20th century and 21st century. Anna Jarvis was the one that started it, and I was recently talking to my family about this, actually, and she really... What her goal was to honor moms in their role. That's such a beautiful role to be a mom, yet it's so difficult. I've had moms come into my counseling office, say, I feel like screaming. Mm. I don't feel appreciated. I feel tired. I feel exhausted. And so Mother's Day really can be a wonderful time to where you don't have to spend a ton of money. And that's what Anna Jarvis wanted, just a time to honor, not to spend a bunch of money. And you can be super creative in honoring moms. And the thing that I like to think about is I want to make sure I know my wife. I want to make sure my kids know her well. Mm-hmm. I want to find ways to surprise her, and I want to problem solve with my kids. How can we surprise mom this year? What can we do to just out of the blue surprise her? How can we celebrate her, and how can we encourage her? If you use that template, you can begin to find new and creative ways to really honor the mom in your home or your mom outside the home.
Yeah. And like you say, Danny, I think that, when you think about how much time a mom puts in the household, and as you say in counseling, some of the moms who come into your office, they're so overwhelmed, and you can't blame them for that. I mean, it's 24/7. It's unrelenting because it's always something, especially when you have a household of multiple kids. And in today's 21st century family raising environment, you talk about moving parts. I mean, everything is pinging from one electrode to another, is it not?
It is, and there's a lot of comparison happening between moms and the striving for perfection or to be the perfect mom or to have the excelling child or the child that is successful. And if a mom gets caught up in that, it is exhausting. Mm-hmm. Yet on top of that, we look at the spiritual reality of where culture's at, and moms have to be very intentionally teaching spiritual lessons to their kids and being attentive and praying for their kids, and that can also be tiring. Yet moms many times say, it's an honor to be a mom. I love being a mom, yet I'm just so tired. And sleep is definitely a commodity at this point that is rare for moms. And that,
exactly.
Yeah. It can be a good day, right?
Mother's
Day can be a good
day. Exactly right. They took a survey, Danny. They asked people if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with it? Number one answer, sleep. so that says it right there. So how do we honor moms in a way that demonstrates to them that we really thought about them, number one? Number two, that we're grateful. And maybe, first of all, I guess if we pause and really stop for a moment and think about how grateful and how appreciative we are of moms, then maybe what would naturally fall out of that are ways and ideas to honor her.
Bill, great point. Gratitude is a mentality, a mindset where you, when you're grateful for someone, you begin to get into your creative mode and find ways to really honor a person. The way that some creative ideas would be just the use of words. You can use a chalk marker and write all over a mirror or a window and have the kids help just decorate that. And obviously you're going to have to clean that up. So just remember that. So mom doesn't have to clean up. And then you just write, what you
hey, knowing mom, she sees something like that, that's going to be up all year, let me tell you. So
that's right. Yeah, and you just and maybe a heart with arrows pointing towards her, saying, this is who we think you are, we love you. Other one is just writing notes, maybe breakfast in bed, maybe writing coupons that say, hey, having lunch with mom or massage or you get a nap whenever you want to, and we'll take care of what you're needing at that time, and it can extend beyond just Mother's Day. Maybe it's just going for a hike or a picnic, and moms love it if somebody's taken thought into something for them that makes them feel valued and special. And the key thing here is knowing mom. They love to be known. So what is it that they actually love to do? What is it that they love? It's the default is getting some flowers. That's a good start. Then beyond that, what would she love to do? And once you've shown her that you know her, whatever it is, she's going to feel important. And that's the key thing here. You don't have to go out and buy a gift. Maybe gifts aren't what she really truly loves. And spend some time connecting with her. And then letting her know, hey, these are the specific detailed things that we appreciate about what you do in our home, because then it shows you've paid attention.
Exactly.
And then you're authentic. So pay attention, be authentic with her, connect with her. And again, knowing her, surprising her, celebrating her, encouraging her. And then for moms, making sure you let your kids know that you feel honored and privileged to be in that role in their lives. Kids want to hear that you enjoy being a mom too.
Yeah, exactly. It is a bit of a two-way street. But you touched on something there that I don't want to get past too quickly here, Danny, and that is that when you do something for mom, make sure that you're doing it for her, that it's not another job for her. You know, that if it's an outing, you've done all the planning. You've gotten everybody's got together. They're all dressed for it. Hey, we're taking mom, and it's her. She's not having to lift a finger, so to speak, and make sure that everybody's in the car and that everybody knows what time it is and they all have the right clothes on and the boots or shoes or whatever it is. It's mom, this is, we're going to honor you. This is all for you. And your day, and maybe, you know, because we underestimate the value of time, don't we?
Yeah, we do. That's a precious thing we own is time, but we can't get it back. You can never buy it back. And so each time is important for us to be present and be in it. And a lot of times society tells us that guys can't be creative. Certain people can't be creative. We're all creative. We're co-creators with Christ. And,
you're right, exactly.
We have to just pause our minds sometimes and dig deep. Mm-hmm. And be creative. And I mean, think about when we were dating our wives, many times we were very extremely creative, maybe the most creative we've ever been. So just go to your history and your past and you can be creative.
Yeah. And the other thing too is that, gosh, you know, with this, the information age in which we live in, you can go and, you know, hey, do a little homework. Check on the internet. See what other people are doing. Get some ideas. There's nothing wrong with stealing somebody else's idea, you know, and maybe it'll get the juices rolling along where you go, hey, I could do something, you know, something like that, but in my own style, in my own way that has my own signature on it. You know, mom will appreciate that. But like you say, Danny, it takes a little bit of time for us to, you know, set things aside and really focus on mom. You know, kind of have a, like the Bible calls, a Selah moment, you know. But, you know, make it a Selah moment on mom to where you're creating a memory. I know we hear that often and it sounds so blasé and routine, but what we're talking about here is a memory that has some staying power, that is significant, that is wow, that she'll go out and run into other mothers at the grocery store and say, do you know what Danny and the kids did for me? And, you know, and next thing you know, all, you know, the gal, the register, everybody is listening closely, you know, and not that that should be the end game, but if we do it right, that could be the consequence, could it not?
It could. And I really, what I hear from moms when they come, when I talk to them, just at counseling level and other places, they say, when I feel noticed in my home, I feel loved.
Yeah.
And when I feel what I do is noticed or appreciated, I feel loved. That's a simple win. Mm. That's a good beginning. And from there, you just keep going from there. So if they see you taking the time to plan something, that is a first step that goes a long way. And you don't have to compete with anyone else. It'd be great if what you did is talked about. That's true, Bill. And I think that many guys would probably, in a small group, probably compete with one. Hey, I'm going to top yours.
Right.
But really, this is about honoring the moms and helping them feel really important. At Focus on the Family, we developed a download, free download for moms and dads, and that's focusonthefamily.com/mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
focusonthefamily.com/mom and dad, and we'd love for you guys to engage with that if you can.
You see, no sooner I mention go to the internet, great resources, you're right there. You're fixed. You got the resources right there at Focus on the Family. This is why we appreciate what Focus does. And Danny, great ideas here. You know, for your wife and everyone, happy Mother's Day. And beforehand, all the guys and the kids, we can have a Selah moment. Let's think about how to make it special for mom and make her realize that she does count and we do notice her a lot. Right, Danny?
Yes, you bet. Bill, thanks for having me on the show. And yes, happy Mother's Day. I love moms. That's great.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner.